The Traveler's Journal, August 23rd. Checking out cut-rate cruises. Fall is traditionally a good time to find bargains on Caribbean cruises. It's that period between summer's spate of travelers and winter's migration of sun-seeking vacationers. Cruising weather tends to be good, except for the occasional hurricane, but ships usually alter their itineraries to entirely avoid big storms. This year's bargains are particularly good. Defying fallout from troubled economies, the number of new cabins far exceeds the 8% annual increase of passengers. Last year, 13 new cruise liners entered North American service, many megaships. Deep discounts are being dangled to lure travelers on fall cruises. Some 7-day Caribbean sailings are as low as $500 per person, and prices may fall even further as embarkation dates approach. In addition to cruise lines, numerous travel agencies, traditional and online, can help you make a choice. Smart shoppers find the cruise they want, research rates, book a cabin, and then watch prices. If better deals come along, you may be able to get the difference refunded. Since rates reach rock bottom 30 to 45 days before departure, the best bargains often go to patient travelers who are flexible about where and when they go. While last-minute bookers must take cabins no one else wanted, and flight options get more limited the longer you wait, savings on rooms and meals can be huge. It's true that once they have you on their ship, cruise lines try to increase revenues with enticing extras, though often expensive. These offerings are also entirely optional. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.